Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hey, if you can help us out, we really could use it with Coats for Kids. We've got 9 days left in our campaign, and the work that you guys have done over the years has just been nothing short of incredible. Just go to KMBZ.com, click on the Coats for Kids icon, and that'll take you to a safe and secure website where you can make a donation if you'd like. $25 puts a brand new coat on the back of a kid here in Kansas City who, for whatever reason, no fault of their own, doesn't have a winter coat to wear. So go to KMBZ.com or text KMBZ-COATS to 44321. That's KMBZ-COATS to 44321. From CBS News, a black hole inside of a distant spiral galaxy is devouring material from the universe around it, creating winds at speeds never before even thought of. The winds coming out of this black hole, 130 million miles per hour.
How do they know that?
Because they're smarter than we are.
That's a strong breeze.
It's a mighty wind.
The European Space Agency said that the black hole inside of NGC 3783 has the mass of 30 million suns. The black hole consumes nearby material to power an active galactic nucleus at the center of the galaxy. By the way, the winds around this black hole move at 130 million miles per hour. That is only 20% the speed of light.
Yeah.
Light travels 5 times faster.
Mm-hmm.
How do they know this?
Because they're smarter than us.
Or at least they tell us they're smarter than us.
Oh, here we go.
Do they really know?
Here we go.
Did you see today, speaking of conspiracy theories, because I don't believe it, they are claiming in the city of Mission that the road is now clear to move forward with developing the Gateway to Hell Mission Gateway Project.
Dana, I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm just saying, today they are saying they've untangled from the guy that has been, I don't know what he has on the city council, but for 20 years, this guy has refused to give up the property. I think they successfully foreclosed on it. Now they have to find someone else to develop it who wants a large slab of concrete and some fake stairs to nowhere.
Where'd you see this story?
I think it was the Kansas City Star
the
today.
Onion?
No, no, no.
Deepconspiracytheories.com?
No. Johnson County Court today.
Scott's Facebook ads.
A judge in Johnson County Court says Mission Gateway can finally go up for sale to be redeveloped after granting Mission's foreclosure request.
Merciful Jesus.
Well, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, he can appeal.
That's
after
exactly right,
several years of litigation and an unexpected trial, the foreclosure process can finally begin at the Mission Gateway site. That means that the bank can finally sell the land, which has been in limbo for 936 years. Yeah, the judge says nothing is stopping the court from allowing MetBank to proceed now with foreclosure. MetBank can submit the order of sale and move forward with the property being sold.
With no hiccups, foreclosure in the states where the laws are, quote, the fastest takes 4 months. That's with no hiccups.
And there's hiccups all around. Listen to this as other aspects of the case get worked out, including who's going to be paid back first for past work done on the failed project. The city can sell it. They're going to have to pay the people that put up the fake concrete stairs to nowhere. So, some contractor around town did all that work, never got paid.
What I've never understood is they tore down the, I don't even remember what it was. Was it the Mission Mall? Is that what it was called back then?
It was a tiny little mighty mall.
It's been so long, I forgot. They had a great restaurant there called, the Coyote Grill?
Love the Coyote Grill.
It was really good. They had a Pier 1 Imports store in there. And it was, you're right, it was a tiny little mall, but it was a cute mall. And I've never figured out why the guy who bought it, he's from New York, Valencia or Valentino, or I can't remember.
Tom Valenti.
Tom Valenti sounds right. Why not just sell it?
Why, I don't understand
why
either.
Why hold on to it for 19 years when and do absolutely nothing
and
with it?
$23 million in arrears to the bank.
Because every day you hold on to it, no matter how much debt you build up against it, it grows in value.
It's $26 million in arrears in default on its loan. $26 million.
And I don't think that land is worth $26 million.
Here's the other deal. They're going to have to change the name. You cannot keep Mission Gateway. Gateway to Hell is now trending.
Yeah, now
it has been for years.
Chernobyl
reborn.
If only the Wendy's could have made it.
No, I mean, we could never pretend to understand what that high-level real estate development world is really like. But you look at these private equity firms, and I'll go back to the story of when I lived on 55th and Paseo, and the house next to me was vacant, and the guy showed up once in 2 years. And I said to him, why don't you rent it out or sell it? And he said, doing nothing with it still makes me money.
Listen to this. Claims from several contractors who were never paid for their work on this turd total $10.5 million. A judge will have to decide, and has yet to do so, who will get paid back first.
Whether it's the contractors or Mr. What's his name again?
Valenti?
Why are we paying him?
Well, he technically owns the property. I mean, anything left over after
now that
you pay...
Yeah, but now that it's been foreclosed on, does he? How does that work? I don't know. Thank God I've never been foreclosed on.
Until he appeals. He can appeal. All of this is great until he says, well, I've got a $10 payment here. This is my good faith effort to try to pay off my loan.
A judge would laugh that out of court.
The judge said, we will keep moving toward final judgment, but this ruling allows the sale process to start.
Well, thank God, because it has taken forever. It is the most ridiculous.
My son is the age of that site. I moved here and took the job at Channel 5 right before they knocked down the mall.
So
Jack is now 25 years old.
They tore down that mall 4 years before I bought a house in Roland Park.
That's how perfect
I lived in
goes.
Roland Park. Keep in mind, they tore down that mall 4 years before I moved to Roland Park. Okay. And I was literally 3-4 blocks from the Mission Gateway Mall site. Okay. 4 years before I even bought, I lived in that house for 11 years.
I know.
I moved out of that house 5 years ago.
I know.
Fair point from the text line. The bank is the primary lender. So until every single dollar that they put out comes back to them, any contractor, anybody else who has a lien on the property will not see a dime.
913-586-7798. If you want to weigh in on this, the first glimmer of hope for the Mission Gateway to Hell project. It has been 19 years since they tore down the Mission Mall. That prime piece of real estate has set blighted, gross, overgrown, empty. for nearly two decades. Two decades. Finally, maybe there's hope. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So much about this next story makes me angry, but we want to take a step back and remind you what happened in the case that brings us up to this point today. We looked this up during a break. It was back in July of 2024 that a young man pleaded guilty in connection with that horrible hit and run death that killed a Chiefs fan from Wichita. Remember?
He was in his 60s and
trying to cross the street.
Yep.
He was just trying to cross the street.
Mm-hmm. To get to his car.
And so we looked this up because I want, if you're the family today of 66-year-old Stephen Hickel, the victim in that crash, you are livid with our system. Because Thomas Weyer, the man who struck and killed him, was 21 years old at the time, okay? Hid from authorities for a month. I thought it was much longer than that, but it was a month. And only was caught after someone close to the family overheard a conversation between Weyer and his mother about killing a pedestrian. And then a simple Google search would lead you to this is who died, right?
Sure.
So
Thomas Weyer.
Police asked him, you sure you didn't have anything to do with that? And he said, nope, and I don't even have a Dodge Durango that's red. It was stolen. Police then looked at all the surveillance video from Arrowhead and pinned him there on that day, called him back to headquarters and said, buddy, we got you. We've got you on surveillance. The license tag reader system says you were there. Mm-hmm. He then admitted knowingly he knew that he struck somebody because he felt the bump and heard the screams.
Oh, God.
That is from court documents, Scott.
Could
and then he just
that.
goes home and pretends like none of this happened. Mm-hmm. And for some unknown reason that I'm going to need someone to explain to me, the judge gave him probation.
Yeah, he was eligible for, I believe, 5 years in prison. The judge, whoever it was, gave him 5 years probation.
Suspended the 4-year prison sentence if this ding-a-ling, you know, I think he got 30 days shock time, had to be electronically monitored for a little bit, and then do some community service. All right.
Oh, so get to the new headline.
That in and of itself is infuriating because he knowingly struck and killed a man and then left and then lied about it. The new headline is there was a police chase a couple days ago, Sam, wasn't it? And driver flees and I believe fires shots.
Somebody from inside the car.
There were
four people in the car.
Fired shots at the police vehicle. And lo and behold, it's the now 23-year-old now, pardon me, who killed Mr. Hinkle outside of Arrowhead.
Allegedly. Thomas Wire, yes.
Unbelievable. Only wait, take that back. It's completely believable. If you're the kind of person that's going to strike and kill someone at a Chiefs game and then just drive off like nothing happened and then try to cover it up, I'd like to have a conversation with his mother. I'm not going to lie. She knew about it.
Yep.
And now we're supposed to be shocked that he's involved in a police chase. And you know why he ran? Because he's not supposed to violate his probation.
Yes, because if he violates his probation, he goes to prison for 4 years.
Bye.
Well,
does that happen immediately? I don't know how this works.
That I don't know. I've never been sentenced to prison, and then I've never been given probation, and then I've never violated, allegedly, that probation.
From what I understand, I've never had it either in my own life, but I know people who have. From what I understand, when you violate probation, you don't get to walk out that day. Let's just put it that way.
They keep you.
They keep you.
Because they know they're going to
till they figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Wire apparently doesn't play well with others. And I'm starting to wonder if maybe he needs to go away for more than 4 years. By the way,
Don't you do some stupid concurrent here. When they sentence him in the second case for allegedly fleeing police and shots fired from the car, that has to be consecutive.
By the way, it was Wire who was allegedly in the car with another man. There was a woman and a 16-year-old. What a 16-year-old is doing driving around with a 23-year-old man, I don't know.
Well, you know, it's all the cool kids that hang out with people 8 years younger than them when they're in their low 20s.
Mm-hmm. By the way, the other man, the woman, and the 16-year-old were caught almost immediately near the area. I believe it was 23rd and Cleveland. Just check that, 41st and Cleveland. And somehow Mr. Wire was able to elude officers. He was found in a storm drain tunnel. Now, how they figure that out is some damn good detective work.
Those are called dogs, Scott.
Well, that's probably true.
Those are called dogs. I just, you know, did the judge decide we're going to grant this young man probation because he was 21, likely drunk, let's be honest, likely, leaving the game.
We don't know that, but.
And says he knew he hit and heard the screams, but I kept going.
Yeah.
I mean, why give someone probation for that?
Dana, I'm not a judge.
And then feign shock when they flee and shoot at police.
I'm not a judge. I don't know. I would have sent the guy to prison for a lot longer than 4 years.
Let's see
You killed a 60-something-year-old fan who drove all the way from Wichita just to see his favorite football team. And didn't even have the common decency to stop your car.
And again, we've seen story after story after story of people who have gotten years behind bars for, I don't know, a small amount of marijuana.
Here's the other deal. He faces, we've got to believe in the system on this one front. The Kansas City Star says he faces the possibility that judges in Clay and Jackson will revoke his probation. So at least we have a twofer. So if one judge is absent, whatever, for whatever reason, logic, thought, and brain cells that day, this is in two counties.
By the way, the person firing the shots from his car at the highway patrol was not him. According to this story, it says it was a passenger.
But he was behind the wheel.
That is correct.
Bye.
Dana, I'm trying. There are certain people.
The chase began in Liberty, by the way. continued south on I-35 all through downtown before ending at Cleveland and 41st Street. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Even if he didn't fire the shot, simply being in a vehicle with a firearm on probation violates your probation. And of course, I don't know why I feel the need to say this, running from the cops while on probation violates your probation.
Yeah, they don't like it when you do that.
No. Mm-mm. On probation, not on probation.
They prefer when you commit a crime and you've been stopped, that you stay there.
Yeah.
He did reach speeds up to 115 miles an hour. If we know one thing about Justin Wire, it's that he knows how to hightail it out of there.
Well, here's the deal.
It's his only skill.
Allegedly.
No, he hightailed it out of Arrowhead.
That has been proven. He was convicted for that. That's fair. You know, I've said this before. I'll say it again. There are some people who are born into this world who offer nothing to society except to take. They give nothing. They take everything. Thomas Wire may very well be one of those people. And if he's not going to give anything to society, but only going to take, then maybe, just maybe, he needs to spend the rest of his life in prison. Call me crazy. But there are some people who just don't bring anything to the table.
The initial sentence, by the way, for striking and killing
shouldn't have been 4 years.
The Wichita gentleman was set to run concurrently with a Clay County case where he pleaded guilty in December of 2023 to leaving the scene of another crash back in 2022. A judge in that case gave him 3 years in prison, but suspended that sentence and placed him on probation for 5 years. That's why both Clay and Jackson have the ability now to revoke his probation. And the very last line in the Kansas City Star says, prosecutors in both Jackson and Clay have now filed motions seeking to revoke his probation.
Good.
And he can get jail time in both separately. When he serves that time in one, he's not getting out.
If there's a place for a sentence to run concurrently, I would take that argument, right? Your second hit and run is not a place to let anything run concurrently.
And then, of course, we have the alleged running from police and somebody in your car is shooting at the police.
We've talked about this before, about counties communicating across county lines for alleged or repeat offenders, specifically with the hit and run situation, a convicted repeat offender. How, again, to repeat Dana from a moment ago, how did a judge look at this case and think to themselves, probation, if they had full knowledge that he had done this before in a county over?
Hit and run.
By the way, I need not remind either one of you that we ended the show last night talking about a woman in Rhode Island, okay?
She's been arrested.
Who killed a pedestrian.
God.
She is 41 years old and has 100 prior arrests. At some point, you become an albatross around the neck of society.
Simply put from the text line, yeah, trust in the system, LOL.
913-586-7798. And to your point, Dana, can you imagine being Mr. Hickel's family in Wichita? You are furious. Furious. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Oh, it's worse than I thought.
How does it get worse?
Scott and I were trying to math the math during the break, Sam. And I said to Scott, what year was Mr. Hickel killed again?
October 11th of 2021.
Scott says 2021. And I go, no, that can't be right. Oh, no, it's right. I want to be clear, folks. In 2021, this kid struck, killed, knowingly left the scene of the accident in Arrowhead, 2021. Mm-hmm. The second guilty plea for leaving the scene of an accident came 3 years later in 2024. Mm-hmm. A judge in the second case gave him probation. Explain to me how the hell probation wasn't revoked for killing a man when I thought it was flipped, Sam.
So he was already on probation?
He killed the man first, then left the scene of a second accident in 2024. This whole time we've been talking about this story, I thought they were flipped. I thought the Arrowhead death was last year. No, no, no. He kills a man in 2021, is convicted of leaving the scene of a second unrelated accident in 2024.
Keep in mind, he was convicted of killing Stephen Hickel, who was 66 from Wichita. That happened in October 11th of 2021.
Yes.
He was convicted of that in 2023.
And then right after that.
Then he's convicted the following year of another hit and run in 2024.
I need someone to explain to me, when he left the scene of the second accident in 2024, how no judge looks at that and goes, now, wait a minute.
We have a problem.
You're on probation for killing a man and leaving a scene, and now you've just now left the scene.
Mm-hmm. And don't think for a second, this is not on the prosecutors. I know it's a really trendy thing, liberal prosecutors in the big cities, blah, blah, blah. Mm-mm. These are judges who make these decisions. Don't tell me for a New York minute that the prosecutor in the second case, I don't even know what county it was in, I think it was Clay, if I'm not mistaken, didn't know that he had been convicted. Because when you get a conviction, I've been in enough trials, the judge, once you're convicted, sets a sentencing date then and there. Let's say you're convicted in July, and they'll say, we're going to do sentencing on September 22nd. To give prosecutors enough time to do a background report on your criminal history, as if they haven't already done it.
There shouldn't be this, how we need time. You know what you need is Google. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? It was a year. And here's the other deal. Our county lines all butt up against one another. Like, if he had been convicted of killing a man in California, I would still be annoyed that he got probation the second time. How many miles apart were case one and case two? What's the furthest you can be in Clay away from Jackson?
30 miles.
Max.
Max, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the question becomes, do the Clay County Arrowhead is in Jackson?
That is correct.
Did the second judge in Clay not have any way to look up the case in Jackson, or did they just not care? It's one or the other.
Well, first of all, it wouldn't be the judge who looks up your criminal history. It would be the prosecutors. They're the ones who are charged with that. They present that to the judge.
And it wouldn't even be the prosecutor. It would be an assistant prosecutor somewhere down the chain of command.
You don't Google when someone leads. This is a leave the scener. We have ourselves a repeat leave the scener. And now, wait, shocker, he's accused of fleeing police.
Great point. You mentioned background check. And again, I'm going to bring it up one more time. Do they not communicate across county lines? Is it the process where the assistant prosecutor will go and just search the judicial system within that county? Or can they go to Google? I'm sure there are restrictions on how they can do that background check. Can they go to Google and just Google the kid's name? Like, well, this is the guy that killed somebody outside of Arrowhead a couple of years ago. Probably they want to give him a higher sentence. Can that weigh into it? Because if it is a case, if there's some bylaw somewhere, some ordinance, whatever you want to call it, where they're only allowed to look within the systems within the county.
No, that's not how it works.
It's only one of two things. They didn't know, or they knew and didn't care. And if they didn't know, there's no excuse for not knowing. There's nothing you can say to me that will explain this.
There's no excuse for knowing and not caring either.
I agree. I'm just saying there's no explanation you can give me that makes sense. What do you say to Stephen Hickel's family today?
We screwed up.
You think they're ever coming back to Kansas City? I wouldn't. I wouldn't have after what happened to their loved one.
No, of course
not. Now this is a threefer?
Again, to repeat myself from the previous segment, there are some people in this world, and I'm starting to really think that Thomas Wire is one of them, who bring nothing to the table to offer. All they are is trouble. All they do is break the law. Do you think these are the only three laws he's ever broken?
No, God,
okay,
no.
All right. By the way, in that car, there were three guns.
Yep.
Okay. he is a twice convicted felon. In the car are three guns. Each one of them had a laser pointer attached to it.
Wow.
One was green, two were purple. Why would you need a laser pointer on a pistol, Dana?
I have no idea, Scott.
Do you think it might be to make sure that you hit the target exactly where you intend to?
The Kansas City Star reported that it was not one, it was multiple passengers that were firing shots out of that car.
Passengers, that is correct. Doug, North Kansas City. Hello, Doug.
Hi, Scott. Merry Christmas to you and Miss Dana.
Merry Christmas to you.
If you look at case.net, you can find the information you need. As an employer, we use it after someone comes in before we do a background check.
Heck, we use it here all the time, Doug.
There you go.
There's no way the judges don't know about CaseNet.
I agree with you for once, Dana.
Here's the other question, Doug. Let's take this out of the courtroom and talk about the probation system or parole or however that works. Mm-hmm. He was placed on probation in case one after killing a man. Somehow, God knows how, placed on probation in case two. Is there not a probation officer somewhere that would have said, now, wait a minute. He's one of my cases, Mr. Wire, who has problems staying put when he does bad things. Would the probation officer not be alerted to the second case?
Who would notify him?
I don't know how that works. I would love to talk to you if you're a probation officer.
Go ahead.
Because it's two different counties. Do those systems not talk to one another?
Apparently not. I mean, look at what happened right after 9/11. How we realized that the government, agencies within the same government,
could not communicate.
Don't communicate with one another. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to Wyatt in Stanley. Wyatt, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon. How are you this afternoon?
We're doing really well. Thank you, man.
Help us figure this out, Wyatt.
Well, you've got to walk through it and look at it chronologically. First of all, he's convicted in Jackson County. He's put on probation. There's a pre-sentence investigation that's done in regards to that case. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the judge entered his sentence the way he did.
Yep.
He's assigned a probation officer that he is supposed to report to. Then along comes the second case in Clay County. So the first thing I would look at is the fact that the probation officer in Jackson County didn't do their job by reporting this arrest and or conviction to the prosecutor in Jackson County. Now, if that happened, then it's up to the prosecutor to in turn file a court case to remove or replace the probation with implementation of the jail sentence. So without knowing whether that happened or not, we don't have an answer to the question.
Let me ask you this, Wyatt. Is there ever a case, generally, where you kill someone and leave the scene and you are granted, by the grace of God, you are granted probation, then a year later, you flee another scene, and a judge looks at that and goes, no, I still think you're a swell guy. We're not going to revoke probation. Or is it automatic when you violate probation, the prison sentence steps in?
It is not automatic.
Okay.
The filing of a violation of that probation has to be made ultimately by the prosecutor in that jurisdiction. And then that request to remove the probation goes before a judge, who can then either agree to remove the probation and implement the sentence or continue the probation.
So it's the probation officer who is the go-between that would say, hey, we have a second violation while he's on probation.
The probation officer would make their report of a violation of that probation to the prosecutor. The prosecutor would then have to file the legal documents to revoke the probation. And then a judge ultimately would have to revoke the probation. And quite frankly, you and I and all your listeners don't know if any of those steps occurred.
Forgive me if you've already answered this. How would the probation officer in another county know that he had allegedly committed another crime in a different county?
Well, if he didn't show up for the probation appointment and the probation officer found out he was in jail, there would be a clue.
Yeah.
The other thing is very simply the probation officer would routinely run a criminal records check to see if he had been arrested.
Bingo. That's what I was going to ask you too, Wyatt. Like, is it automatic that a probation officer gets some report that you've got a guy on a list that's been arrested, or do they have to do the due diligence?
Well, they have to make an inquiry to see if it's not even self. It could have been self-reported by the probationer.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I picked up another case in an adjoining county.
If he either
admitted to it or it's on the records that are available to the probation officer.
Yeah, God.
But that would require a probation officer who's probably already overwhelmed with these visits and the check-ins from their probationers to sit down and go, all right, case not net. Let me look and see if we got this guy again.
Yeah, because we feel like as lay people, Wyatt, it should be simpler. In the age of the internet that we live in, and because we're a divided county and state line and states and all of that, it feels like it should be simpler.
Well, it is rather simple if people do their job. But if they don't do their job, I don't know how you could make it any more simple.
There it is.
All right. Hey, do appreciate the call, Wyatt. Thank you for it, man.
Sure thing.
All right. Be well. We now know who will be headlining Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Oh.
A name we're all familiar with. It'll be Diana Ross.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She will perform I'm Coming Out and Upside Down.
Upside Down. Boy, you turned me inside out.
That's a great song.
Round and round. And round.
Stab me in the knife with an ear or whatever.
What's wrong with that? That's a good song.
Okay.
You don't like that song? or you don't like the way we sing it.
It's your rendition.
Other performers, Sam, will include Mariah Carey, Post Malone. Is it Chapel Roan? Is that right?
Chapel Roan.
Chapel Roan. Yeah. Demi Lovato and Maren Morris.
Wow.
50 Cent, Charlie Puth, One Republic, and Pitbull. Dang, Ryan Seacrest. Wow. The show on December 31st, will begin on ABC starting at 7 o'clock our time. Ryan Seacrest and Rita Ora will anchor the celebrations from Times Square. Chance the Rapper will do the same from Chicago.
All those massive artists, and no offense, but she's from a different era. Diana Ross is the headliner?
Yeah, because young, and it actually makes sense. Young people are out celebrating.
Okay, so they're going to bring the young people in at the earlier portions of the show, and then they're going to assume they're not watching the TV at midnight.
By midnight, Dana and I are watching.
Gotcha.
For Upside Down, boy, you turn me inside out and round and round. Other performers will be the Goo Goo Dolls, Little Big Town, New Kids, the All-American Rejects, and Rick Springfield. They're hitting like every era.
That is a massive lineup.
That is a wide spread of interests. Good for them.
Something for everyone.
I can't make it to midnight anymore. I celebrate with Australia, whoever celebrates first.
Australia celebrates at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, woohoo! Happy New Year.
Okay.
I'm out.
News coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift.
Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.